Let's keep it out on the field, but shift gears a little bit as we go from Red Sox baseball to University of Maine Black Bear softball and welcome in Coach Mike Kootz. Mike, good afternoon.
Hi, Rich. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Hey, thanks for being flexible there while we were juggling Dave O'Brien around.
Well, you know, he is a little more important than I am, I think, so it's okay.
Well, I disagree with you there. Number one on our chart always here, Mike. I'm guessing, though, you guys are itching to get out there and actually play some softball after the postponement last weekend.
Yeah, it'll be nice to finally get a chance to play. The girls are ready to get after it. We were able to practice outside yesterday on the baseball field. They got that cleaned off, and then we get practice tonight. We have to go back in the dome, and then tomorrow we'll go back on the baseball field. So just to get outside is really a great thing, and then we're looking forward to getting the conference going this weekend.
Now, of course, back when you were coaching baseball with John Winken, you guys, I mean, you wrote the book about it, for goodness sakes. You pioneered indoor baseball practices. But I always found it when I was coaching in high school, it was fine to coach inside until you got outside. It was hard to go back in once you've been out.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's really the biggest challenge. I mean, when you go back inside, it's so different than being outside. You certainly don't want to go backwards. So practices tend to be, at least for us, shorter in length and a little bit more intense so that we can just get some things done and not have to spend a lot of time indoors, because I think even though kids might not admit it, it does get a little bit depressing, if there's not a better word, to have to be back inside.
Well, I'm looking at temperatures in the 40s and 50s for the next several days, so I'm calling it. I'm saying that we're here. Spring has arrived, and we don't have to worry about that other stuff anymore.
I'm going to believe everything you say, though, then, if you think spring is here. I'm with you.
I sure hope so. We'll get some of those cold days, but I don't think we'll have to shovel anything the rest of the way. So what do you have to do this weekend? You're down at Hartford for conference games. What will be a few keys for your team to be successful?
Well, you know, we're just talking about that the other day, and I think you've probably mentioned it before. We just got to play good. You know, we can't go out and try to force things. We just got to pay attention to what we do. I mean, obviously it starts in the circle. We've got to be able to pitch. And then, you know, we spent a lot of time on our defensive stuff. You know, I was disappointed in the way we played defense on our spring trip. I think I might have mentioned we made 29 errors in 13 games. And that's just not something that we do. So I'm looking for us to rebound there. And then I fully expect that the girls that have struggled a little bit, Alyssa Derrick and Meg Royal and Erica Leonard, those guys will start hitting again. So those are things that we look for. And then, of course, we just got to play. We got to play with a lot of energy, and it's got to be positive. So those are things that we've talked about at practice.
Well, it sounds great. We wish you nothing but success this weekend. Travel safely, get some W's, and we'll check in with you again next week.
All right, Rich. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. It's Mike Kootz, head coach of Black Bear softball. Every Wednesday on Downtown, our Black Bear reports are brought to you by our friends at Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, offering full service, everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust. You can visit the website at BennettAutoCenter.com. Black Bear reports also presented by ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.